Welcome to Storytelling. This week's guest is a versatile professional noted for her work in purpose-driven marketing. She is a creator and digital marketing strategist of We Disrupt Agency and is an award-winning designer and brand builder. She often lectures and is interviewed about sustainability in the fashion industry, which complements her brand building experience. She wrote the book Making Sense of Fashion to help consumers understand the fashion industry and how to make it more sustainable. Please welcome Shixing Yang. Hello, Shixing, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Debbie. Thanks for having me here.
How do you believe the fashion industry can truly embrace sustainability?
Produce less and pay more fairly and produce better quality products. Two key things. There's lots and lots of different things they can do, but those are the three key things that I can think of right now that should be implemented.
And when you say produce less, what does that look like?
Because at the moment, there is a lot of overproduction. So it's not just about overconsumption. It's also overproduction on top of that. And a lot of the waste end up in landfills. They cut it up and they can't use it. It just seems a bit pointless to me as a system.
What do you think about reusing clothes, like charity shops and passing it on to other people?
I think that's a great way. That's a way that I support myself. I haven't bought anything new for myself for the past 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know. I've lost count, apart from maybe a handful of items in all of those years. And I think from the sort of sustainability point of view, it's always better to reuse what we already have rather than buying new. But that is just my choice. There's lots and lots of different ways and how we can support sustainability in fashion. But in my opinion, to use what we have is the least resource intensive way of consumption.
You started off your business in sustainable fashion, and now you've moved on from sustainable fashion into purpose-driven marketing. Mm-hmm. So what role do you see purpose-driven marketing playing in driving this transformation?
I think marketing is kind of the bridge between the brand and the consumers. So in any business and the consumers, whether it's business to business or business to consumer, it's essentially what bridges the two together, right? Through the marketing, we achieve the sales. So I think marketing as such is very, very powerful in how we sell our products and how we communicate sustainability in both. They're a good way of communications and they are more harmful way of communications, as we see in fashion a lot, especially a lot of young people. You see that they are affected by the marketing messages that is going out there, promoting them to buy all these new things because so that they can look better like the influencer. You know, there's a lot of false marketing out there as well. So I think marketing is very, very important in any business.
Can you share your story about how you started off in this arena?
So I started my brand, like you mentioned, back in 2007, where I knew very little about fashion or sustainability. It was just an opportunity that I thought would be good. So I ended up being in the industry for about 10 years until I realized I learned so much during those years, those 10, 11, 12 years that I was running my brand. I learned so much about the industry that I actually in the end didn't want to be in anymore because I realized that how unsustainable the fashion industry really was. And I realized that whatever I was trying to create still required resources, even though I was trying to promote more sustainable practices, zero waste design techniques, reusing a lot of waste materials and so on. I did all of that to kind of come up with a better solution. But then at the end of it, I still had to produce something. So it didn't make sense for me to produce something, to reduce something. So at the end, I decided to kind of remove myself from the industry and stopped all the production. And then from then on, I've really been concentrating much more on changing people's consumer habits. So talking to consumers directly, especially young people, I go to colleges, schools, universities and talk about the negative impact of fashion and what we can do as consumers to change it. And then also, I, of course, work within my agency with companies as well in how they can improve their marketing messages to be more positive and how we can empower people more in support of sustainability rather than just constantly be selling, selling, selling and selling this false impression of what fashion should be or how the world should look like. So I'm still very much involved, but on a different sort of perspective.
And what changes or innovations do you anticipate in a sustainability landscape for fashion?
I think there's a lot of different innovations going on at the moment in terms of recycling. Mm-hmm. There's a lot, how can we reuse the waste that we are creating? I think there's lots and lots of different companies popping up everywhere trying to, because it's a big problem. The other big innovation in fashion is new materials. How can we make better materials using less resources or less harmful resources? So more natural materials is popping up, or using waste like pineapple waste or banana waste, that we've seen lots of different ideas on that, even seaweed or lab-grown textiles. We've seen lots of different ways of producing better materials rather than relying so heavily on petroleum, for example, or how to create more effective cotton production, for example, that requires less water, because, for example, cotton is a very thirsty crop. So we requires a lot of water, requires a lot of pesticides to produce the cotton that we put into our clothing. I mean, organic cotton is better, but, you know, we're always coming up with new materials. And I think that's very exciting as well.
So how has the education of sustainability played a part, particularly within your marketing business as well? How would you say that the messaging has changed over time?
So from when I first started, sustainability wasn't talked about very much. It was like organic is better than non-organic. That was pretty much it. And that's also what I knew it back then, even being in the industry. So I think it's much more transparency now than it was ever before. And because people are becoming much more aware of all the issues, and I think we have to become much more conscious of how we are promoting ourselves, and people more aware of greenwashing, for example. Like before, we could just say something is more sustainable and everybody would believe it. Well, they still do, but people are starting to ask more questions now than they did before, because I think consumers didn't really understand enough about sustainability in order to ask the right questions. But I think because there is much more education around this topic now, people are asking more questions and they're finding out more. They are demanding more transparency. So I think that has changed somewhat, just somewhat. It's not entirely changed yet. We still need a lot more education around the topic, I believe.
So what would you say is the main message that you would like to share with the audience about fashion sustainability?
I think be more conscious. I mean, there's lots of different ways, like I said in the beginning, and how we can make a positive difference rather than just keep consuming, just consuming and consuming and consuming and not thinking about it. I think it's just consciousness of what we are consuming. Where did it come from? Who did they pay those people fairly? How is it possible that we can buy a T-shirt that is £5 and somewhere somebody's still becoming a billionaire? Who did they not pay along the supply chain that made that happen? What happens to all the waste that we create? You know, what happens to the T-shirt I throw in the bin? Where does it all go? You know, it's asking those questions and becoming more conscious of our consumption, I would say, is step one. And then take some proactive steps in how we can change the way that we consume. I think that's really, really important.
So you have a lovely family. How do you involve your family in fostering a sustainable lifestyle?
Setting the right example. I try, but it is very difficult because it's easier when they're younger, because then they just rely on you for buying them the right things, right? But as my kids are now 16, they're teenagers, they make their own choices. So I talk about this topic, of course, a lot in sort of everyday conversations. They know what I believe in. I recycle everything. I don't buy anything new in terms of clothing. I reduce the packaging. I reuse a lot of stuff. So this is our daily life. But whether they support sustainability from the same angle as I do, not as much, I have to say, because there is also their peers. There's also marketing. There's also the other things that influence them. But I think as they grow up, they will take on some of the habits that I will be able to kind of pass down. My daughter loves fashion. She shops a lot. And I think for her, it's like I have to allow her the space to explore her own individuality in her own way as well, mm-hmm. instead of just overimposing what my beliefs are. Of course, she understands that if she goes to a secondhand store with me, it is much more likely I will buy her something. So we have this mutual understanding in how that works. So if she goes to a normal shop, like a normal standard shop to buy something, then it's less likely that I will purchase the item for her. So she knows what I believe in. And I think that it's all we can do as parents. We pass on what we our beliefs, but they may not necessarily be right for them. So it's kind of having that mutual understanding of what works. I do me, and then they can take on what they think is right for them.
Do you think that there'll be more bigger brands or mainstream brands that will focus more on sustainability?
Yes, I think they have to because of regulations. Consumers are demanding it, and the industry is demanding that there is more transparency, that they are looking into more sustainable practices. So they are definitely doing it already. But to what degree? I think there is still a little bit of a lack of transparency overall. And I do question sometimes whether a lot of these big brands, if it's a fast fashion brand, how sustainable they can actually be when they are promoting overconsumption still and when they're still using these unsustainable materials. So how sustainable can they actually become? So that's one thing. I think the other thing is, my question is also how it's good that they're doing it, but are they doing it for the right reason? Are they doing it because they know that it is good for business? Because the consumers are demanding it, so therefore they're just responding to this demand. Or are they doing it because essentially that they actually care? So, or maybe it's a combination of both. So there are still a lot of questions around this. They are most of the majors or fast fashion brands do have a sustainability plan or sustainability policy in place to a certain extent.
What advice would you give to the average consumer when buying clothes or considering sustainability in buying fashion?
I think the main concern is, do you really need that item? I think overconsumption to me is a big problem. When we are buying things that we don't need, that creates a lot of waste that gets dumped in the landfill, essentially, and also waste in terms of resources. Whatever we buy, it required resources to make, right? So a pair of jeans or a t-shirt, it could be 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 liters of water in just creating that one garment. Do we actually need that garment? I think that's the first question we need to ask ourselves. And if it's a no, then perhaps think about not buying it. And if it's a yes, then maybe have a look at, okay, what is the material that has been used? Is this a sustainable material or is it something made using synthetics, so petroleum-based material? Where is it going to go? So question that whole supply chain, like where that material, where did it come from? Who's created it? Where, after I've been wearing it, where is it going to go? Is it compostable after that? Or is it just going to end up in the landfill? Or is it recyclable? You know, all of these questions we need to ask ourselves almost automatically. I do when I shop now, I look at the label and I see what's inside it. And then I choose one that is more sustainable than the other if I have the choice. And quite often we do have a choice. The first choice has to always be, do I actually need it? And more often than not, it's probably a no. You know, the way that we shop, more often than not, is something that we already have in a wardrobe. Do we need 500 dresses? Probably not. Do we need 20 pairs of jeans when we only wear two of them regularly? Probably not. So I think that's the first thing that we need to be asking ourselves and just be more conscious of the way that we consume.
Shixing, I just want to thank you so much for helping to raise awareness of something that is really important. And thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
If you'd like further details about Shixing, then please follow links in the show notes.